This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. What's up, Bart? You got a little warm-up for the show today, I saw.
A little warm-up?
Yeah, a little warm-up. You doing some reads beforehand? So you're getting all like the... Like, it sounded like a remix for a minute there. It was like...
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? We got another Ghost Rider.
People should hear Bart when he's doing reads. Like, you have to do... The pre-recorded reads that you might hear commercials that are on the stations, various places that you are listening. And it's always entertaining because they sound like they make us sound so like fluent and fluid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And perfect. Like, it's amazing how when you listen, when you hear yourself, like I'll be in the car and like some of my kids or my wife will just say, hey, that's you. And I'm like, listen, like, let's see how this came out. And it's like, damn, I sound like Greeny, like smooth, don't miss a beat, like right on point. I'm like, do you know what that actually sounded like when we recorded it?
Dang. Dang. Did I sound okay? Dang.
It's like every time you think you're just going to get through it, there's that one word that messes you up, and you're like, oh, got to start
like,
over.
Is that a lie or a lie?
And people like Cam and Renee and others – basically just clean it up, edit it, and it sounds perfect.
I bet you
but I feel like
own,
you should be ready to go
own,
now today.
I bet you they got their own personal bloopers, too. You know what I mean? I bet
we might need a blooper reel. Then we might, because there's always Bart when he's like doing this whole, and I can't wait. No, let's try that again.
It's like, yeah, get emotional.
So when I was in New York on local radio in New York, I would used to do the show with DiPietro. And Rick DiPietro, as you know, is somebody that you can never be serious around. He doesn't let you. Like, it's almost as bad as you.
Yeah.
Actually, he's worse than you. Because you will know when to lay out when somebody's got to get something done. Rick and we were in studio, and I had to do, like, a pre-recorded read.
Yeah.
And we had a little bit of time, like, get this done during the break. He would stare at you. And so you could feel him looking at you. And he just has this expression that is his natural expression that has this impish look all the time. Like, you know he's up to something or he's thinking something. So you always just start, like, thinking, I know if I screw up and you miss a word and he just starts burst out laughing. And now you're gone. Like, you can't get yourself serious again. It'd be a disaster. And the live reads, I would do live reads. And, again, I was still new to being a radio host all those years ago. So I would start doing a read and I'd flub it, mess up. And he'd start laughing. Somebody called some these guys that were like at one of the colleges in the area called up, and this guy was like, yeah, we actually have a drinking game whenever Hahn does a live read, and when he screws up, we all have to drink. And DiPietro was like, man, you guys must be drunk every day. like, it just gets in your head. People think this job, like, it's easy. All you do is talk sports, it's so easy, but
well, that's easy
stuff gets in your head, and you cannot get right. So, you should be good to go today.
We shall see.
A little warm up action for you. But we got a lot of football to get to, of course. Headlines and whatnot. Zach Wilson of the Jets is getting his knee scoped today in L.A., so we'll see what happens there. The Browns are without a center. Now it's the Bucs without the center. The Browns without a center. I mean, injuries that do pop up that are key. Yes, and somewhere J.C. Treader is saying...
Today's price is not yesterday's price.
That's right. The NBA schedule will be out tomorrow. We're seeing some stuff slipping out along the way. Today, yesterday, some matchups, Christmas Day, all that other stuff. So,
Pistons,
you know,
on Christmas?
We'll tell you what we know. What would you say?
Pistons on Christmas?
No.
Yeah, Lions.
No, they are not. They are not. But they are the opening act for the Knicks in the preseason. You and I are going to be there. It's going to be the most important preseason game ever. Because it's going to matter. And we're going to talk so much trash. We shouldn't talk about the New York baseball teams today, Bart. Neither one of us. But we should talk about this. Kevin Durant tweeted something yesterday, like broke his silence.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, remember after the show, I said, you know, the topic that was coming up. Mark Stein, who's covered the NBA forever, he's a credible reporter. He had a bunch of tweets yesterday, and actually one of his reports that I found was like, what? He talked to he called it a top-ranking NBA executive who had, you know, surmising the Kevin Durant stuff, saying that he is going to, I think it was, cause a ruckus if the Nets don't trade him. You know, so the idea that he's going into training camp and everything will be kumbaya, Stein was saying, no, that's not true. And that an executive was also saying that he would rather, meaning Durant, would rather retire than play for the Nets this season. And I was like, man, Kevin Durant loves basketball too much to do that. Like, it can't be that bad.
Right.
Okay. Durant goes to Twitter yesterday just before 6 p.m. And he said, I know most people will believe unnamed sources over me, but if it's – if there's anyone out there that'll listen, I don't plan on retiring anytime soon. Stuff is comical at this point. He didn't say stuff, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Where are we at this point, Bart, with this? Like, where are we at this point where this story has lingered so long that – Even an NBA executive puts out there his thoughts, we turn it into reality, and we want to believe it, just like KD said. You'll believe what you want over something I say. You know, like that's got to be a frustrating place for KD to be, but yeah. He's kind of created this too, hasn't he?
Yeah, because he hasn't been transparent. You know, he should have been talking. He should have been, you know.
What should he be doing, though? Because he's under contract. You can't say trade me publicly. You can't.
Right.
You literally can't do that, right? So he can't. He's got to stay quiet. He did everything behind, you know, behind closed doors. His meetings have been behind closed doors. He has never publicly come out and expressed anything. He's done it all the right way. But because we want to believe all the salacious stuff, like we wanted to believe that Ben Simmons really did exit a chat when he was asked, are you going to play in game 4? By his teammates. Like, we want to believe that stuff because it's so outrageous and it sounds so great. And like, oh, yeah, that had to have happened, right? But this Kevin Durant thing, the one thing I could tell you about him that, I mean, just observing, I don't know him personally at all.
Yeah.
But I've, you know, covered him enough and been around the guy, like, as far as a player. And I have never seen him as someone that could easily just say, I'm not going to play basketball. It's the one thing that's his oxygen, man. It's what he loves to do. So did he, by this tweet, kind of take away some whatever leverage he might have had with Brooklyn with the idea of, well, the Nets think that they're just going to not trade him, have him come at the training camp, and it'll all work out. And the thought is, well, no, he's not. He's going to cause a ruckus. He'd rather retire. Well, him saying, no, that's not true. Yep. If you're the Nets, all right, well, you got to play then.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the way to smoke Kevin Durant out. Just say some off-the-wall stuff. He's going to come from wherever place he's hiding at or wherever he's, you know, keeping his silence. He can't help himself. Easy Sniper is like his alter ego, man. He has to come out. He cannot go with the misjustices.
Would you be like that? Like today, if you were still playing in the NFL,
yeah,
would you be a guy on Twitter, like, talking the way you would talk maybe on the field?
Yeah. I might go at it like maybe every 5 months. Like if I, you know, I feel like looking at my mentions or something like that. Somebody say something disrespectful, then I might say, you know what, today's the day that you're going to get this all this smoke.
You were in that mood.
Yeah, I'm in the mood. But
it seems
I can't
like KD
see,
does
he,
that.
He does it every, but he feels like he does it. He's checking way more than anybody else. I think he got like hater alerts. Like somebody say something, say something. Somebody say something. Hater alert. He get it as like a Batman said.
I've said this for a while now about him and Twitter. I love it.
Me too.
I think basketball is about trash talking. Basketball is about that kind of give and take. And I never understood why it's okay for fans to do all the giving, but you can't take.
Exactly.
I have no problem with it. And it's not like he's doing anything that's either dangerous. He's not doing anything that is vulgar. Like, he's just talking back. Like, he's telling you, all right, you think this, I think this. This is what we do. Why exactly. We hold him so to this different standard? Like, look at KD responding to people
person.
On Twitter. Like, give me a break. Why can't he respond to people on Twitter?
And it's
what's
fun.
Wrong with that?
And it's fun if that's what he want to do. If he like to snipe back, it's fun.
Yes,
it's fun when we see him snipe back at his former teammates.
He has never been the problem to me. All these things that people come up with about KD, I have never had a problem with him about anything. He wanted to go to the Warriors. Yeah, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like, they had it. They had cap space. They wanted him. They were winning. You can be part of something great. Hell yeah. I'll go there instead of OKC. Give me a break.
and how beautiful it was. And all those guys had ulterior motives. You think about, you know, Iguodala. You think about, you know, all the things they're doing in the tech space. You know what I mean? It gave Kevin Durant, who I think is very sophisticated, you know, something to work with.
I have no problem with that stuff. Now, if you want to say, yeah, but he followed Kyrie to the Nets, that's where I'll be like, you know what? I think that was the mistake. And I think there's a part of him that might realize this wasn't the move, but it felt like the move. And now he's kind of in that place where I got to get out of here because this ain't the move. Like, yeah. I really do feel. I feel KD's like, I gave him a couple of years. This vibe here, it's like, I'm never going to be bigger than the Knicks. I'm always going to deal with this. This ain't for me. I need to go somewhere else. I can understand that. But if you want to find fault with Kevin Durant, he wears a shoe too big. That cost them a playoff series.
Yeah.
And he probably made a mistake following Kyrie to the Nets.
Yeah,
that's it.
Listen, we all got friends that we think it'd be great, man. It'd be so cool. It'd be great. And you move in with him, you'd be like, man, this dude is annoying as hell. This dude is nasty. He don't clean it. But it'd be like, you know what I mean? I've seen more friendships broken up by friends living with each other than any other part of life.
It's like almost like once you get to know him, like really know him, then you realize, like,
you're like, oh, hell no.
Like once Harden left, it's like, can I go with him?
Yeah. At least I know he's going to show up.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Your thoughts on Kevin Durant and his shooting back, firing back, and I think just being honest. Like, all right, he's not going to retire. Yeah. And if you're the Nets, you're like, good. And show up for training camp then. Coming up in just a few seconds, we got your calls. We also have Bart. As we go through a couple of headlines, as we take you around the NFL, some interesting stuff happening in the league as we head into week two of the preseason. But first, Bart, tell us about Straight Talk.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. I mean, really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverages, and speeds may vary.
All right, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You know, Bart, we have our callers that we love, right? I mean, there's a lot of people here from all around the country, and there's some that are regulars, and we're just like, man, you know, like, love hearing from these people, we love the energy they bring to the show. But at the very top of the list is, of course, Tessa.
No, oh, God!
And we haven't heard from Tessa in a while.
No, wait. Whoa. Listen, guys, you know it has to be reasons. You know that. I had to
we
get
broke
another
up.
Knee surgery. No, we never breaking up. We together forever. You know that. You know that.
Okay.
Alan, my Gemini twin. Bart, you my frenemy. You know what I'm saying? Like, we never breaking up ever. I love you guys. You're my number one show. But I had another knee surgery. Then after that,
you know,
work was getting kind of crazy. But, yeah, but I'm back. Just like I told the producer, I'm back. Every
back
week,
like you
I'm
never
back.
Left.
And I'm
That's
ready.
It. Oh, and
I'm ready to go.
We got Giants football season starting up right now.
We got the Mets.
Well, she's a Yankee fan now. She is a Yankee fan. And then, of course, there's always
– LeBrick James. Be quiet.
There's that, too.
Listen, Bart, be quiet. Alan, listen, this is what I want to ask you. Why does it seem like the Mets always go to sleep? That's why I never get excited into the postseason, because why are the Mets asleep? It's like even when the pitchers are doing what they have to do and they're not messing up, can't nobody give me a single? Like, I don't know what's going on with the Yankees, but it's like this is happening every year. I'm ready to bash my head against the wall. Mm-hmm. It's been bashed. And it's like, I don't understand what's going on. Like, do they need this, I don't know, like a kumbaya moment? Like, I don't know what's going on, but my head hurts real, real bad, Alan. Like, I'm already stressed out. Like,
I'm
about to be stressed
watching.
Out with a Giants start. I can't deal with it now.
Yeah, that's
just root for the Mets if you want to be taken to the prog.
Listen, Bart, and you always spoil the stuff. Talk about stuff. Oh, is it Detroit? Is the Pistons? I mean, is Detroit on Christmas? Nobody cares about your Detroit teams. You know that. They're trash. Nobody cares. The only interesting thing about your Lions is the coach, because I think he needs to be a wrestler. That's the only thing that everybody cares about, Bart. I need you to knock it off and stop running our day talking about your Detroit teams. They're trash. They're trash. And as far as Kevin Durant.
We got the best point guard in New York. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Jay Knight.
And then as far as, go ahead, you're going to go on.
As far as Kevin Durant.
Yes.
As far as Kevin Durant, Alan, listen, you know how I feel about that. I can't stand when people even talk about him with LeBron and Kobe, none of that stuff, because it's stuff like this that goes on. You're following people because you think it's cool. You're following teams because, oh, they just beat you. Let me go join them. I can't stand him. I don't care if he's not talking about retiring and stuff like that. he makes me sick, and I feel like he's such a great player. He shouldn't even be embroiled in controversy like this. I don't know what's going on, but who do you think you are? You signed the contract, play your contract out. That's why I can't. You know how I feel about him. You know, I hate when they compare him to LeBron. LeBron would never do nothing like this. This is getting insane.
LeBron would just get the coach fired.
You guys want Steve Nash. They want Steve Nash. Now you want him fired? It's like, come on, Allen. How much drama and divaness can you get? I'm just so tired of him. They want Steve Nash. Now they come to him. They don't want to play for him. He need to get fired, him and the GM. Come on, Allen. You know that's insane. When y'all fought for this man and basically begged him to come. Like, come on. Like, I don't understand what's going on.
Well, Tess, I'll tell you this, and it's so great to hear from you. Thanks so much for calling. I hope
that needs.
I think Kevin has gotten. I just think he's gotten caught up in the things they tried to do in Brooklyn that they obviously weren't able to accomplish, and now it's like looking back, you're kind of seeing it as this is exhausting. Let me get out of here.
Yeah,
like,
Kyrie's exhausting. I think the person who's taking all the blame is Kyrie. Kevin Durant showed up for work. He was ready.
Always ready to play.
If Kyrie Irving would have did what he was supposed to do.
And Kevin has never complained about anybody. Right. You never heard him complain about the coach. You never heard him He never, ever complains about anyone. So that's what makes this so weird. Him going to the owner and saying it's them or me, all that stuff. And by the way, it's not him putting that out there. So somebody else is putting that information out there, which has probably got him thinking, I can't even have a private conversation with anybody without it getting out to the media. So, I understand why he is where he is right now. And he just wants to get out of there. We got Mason in New Jersey. Mace.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, I just want to propose Kevin Durant just for him to, like, look at his roster right now. And I think, in my opinion, he has three of the best shooting role players in the league. And Patty Mills, Seth Curry, and Joe Harris. Mm-hmm. Recency bias is going to take this over, but he's got one of the best defenders in the league in Ben Simmons, and then one of the clutchest players in Kyrie Irving. If anyone trades for him, their whole roster is going to be depleted and not as good as the current Nets roster. So I don't know why KD wants out so badly.
That's the thing, is that's what the Nets are trying to say, is that we've got a good team. We built a pretty good team around you, and it'll be better than anywhere else you go.
Royce O'Neal, nice wing defender.
So yeah, that's another really sneaky good addition. I don't get Mason. Thanks for the call. That's what the thing is it goes beyond the potential of the team. That's why I'm telling you. He's just looking around saying the same for me. I don't want to be part of this.
Yeah.
It clearly has to be part, right?
Because what Mason just said is true.
The roster is a good roster. And if nothing changed, they would be a top four team in the East easily. They would be a contender. Vegas is telling us that. But right now they're not because nobody knows. There's so much instability with what that team is going to look like when they start the season. Will KD be there or not? Will he play or not? Will Kyrie be there or not? We don't know. And so there's so much uncertainty, you don't know what they're going to be. Will Steve Nash still be the coach? Will he be the coach after December? I mean, that's the problem there is we have so many. There's so much unknown that the most stability they had was in that series against the Bucks. That's as close as they came. And unfortunately, it might be the closest that they ever come. Let's continue with this. We'll get back to the NFL stuff. Who do we got? Oh, that's right. We got Damian Woody, our good friend. He's joining us bottom of the hour. So a lot of football to get to. But everyone wants to talk about this right now, so let's do it. Jim is in Jersey. Jim?
Yes, thanks for taking my call. This is about with Kevin Durant, and I wanted to hit on the intentions of Brooklyn and the intentions of Kevin Durant and why it's not going to where I think. Just like with Utah Jazz, only had intentions of doing business with the New York Knicks, but they were entertaining other teams to try to drive up the draft picks.
Yep.
I think that Brooklyn's intentions was to do business with OKC, but OKC never picked up the phone, never called them for anything, and they just been entertaining teams in hopes that they would get that call. They never did, so they say, we're going to go in the season as the roster is constructed.
Yeah.
If things go left and OKC is playing well, then we'll talk to Durant and say, hey, what do you think about going back to OKC? You know, and I think that's their intention. And that's why no matter what Kevin Durant demands, it's like, no, your intentions are not what our intentions are. We're going to go in the season as is. And if things go left, then we'll try to see if we can get some draft picks from OKC. Because they got five first-round picks.
You know what?
And I think that's...
No, Jim, I that's a pretty reasonable thing to think about, right? Like, if you think about it this way, if you're the Nets, you could tell KD, look, if you want to be traded, we can figure it out over time, but we can't put a deadline on this because we won't get a good deal.
Right.
So let's just let this thing play out until we reach a point where there is a team. And boy, going back to Oklahoma City, Bart, would that change anything for you if he finished where he started?
I mean, it's kind of like that LeBron James going home. You know, mm-hmm. See if he can bring a title there. They got a lot of young players.
Very young team.
Yeah.
But young talent, though. But
yeah,
young talent.
I mean, he could be on there with his unicorn fire spirit or something, you know what I mean? In Chet. You know what I mean?
Home grid.
Yeah, what he's able to do as well. But I don't know if he wants to go and live there. I think he's more sophisticated now. I think he wants to be a place where he can do business and live and thrive there as well. I don't know if OKC offers that. Quality
All right, well,
of life.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one thought, obviously, but there are several options. I mean, there's still Toronto. I still say Golden State is, like, the best option. You talk about go back somewhere, go back and finish business there. But I don't know if maybe that's, you know, maybe Golden State sort of feels like, yeah, you know what, is it worth it for us to give up assets to do this? All I know is this.
Well,
Durant has made it clear that he is not going to retire. Start there.
Right.
He has not said he won't sit out. But I have a hard time believing that a guy who loves the game as much as he does would sit out. So this might carry into the season. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We've got your calls on this. We certainly will continue talking with you about that. But coming up, as I said, Damian Woody's going to join us next. We go around the NFL, including some offensive line issues in different places, what D. Wood sees there. We'll get to that next. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app.
What's the problem? What am I doing to you?
The best of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, Tuesday.
As Michael Irvin said,
you don't know anything about the Dallas Cowboys. They going to go undefeated like the Miami Dolphins if they cut back the penalties. Now look, we got a team in Jerry's world.
More KJM weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2. Bart and Hahn. Bart and Hahn.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. All right, we got your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. The energy, fantastic on the calls to begin the show. So, stay with us. We certainly will get back to you, but more to get into as we transition from NBA into the NFL, as we're going to week two of the preseason. This is where, like, it all, like, Bart, has the novelty worn off now that we have games and it's like, oh, man, preseason. Can we get to the regular season now? Like, it kind of feels like that. But every day there's a story. There's no doubt about that. And to join us to discuss these stories and more, Damian Woody, our good friend and NFL, ESPN NFL analyst. D. Wood, what's up, man?
Not so much. How you guys doing?
All right. Let's start in one of your former homes, the New England Patriots. And the fact that they don't have an offensive coordinator, it's play calling by committee right now. Bill Belichick telling us, don't worry about it. That it isn't a competition either. But for an offense with a young quarterback like that and some new pieces, are you concerned at all that this could become an issue once we get into the season?
Well, listen, obviously this is not ideal. There's no question about it. And anyone who's trying to, you know, undersell the magnitude of this whole thing is kidding themselves. We do have, you know, a little under a month away from, you know, when the games really count. And Bill Belichick knows who's going to be the play caller. Make no mistake about that. All this, you know, everything cloaked in secrecy, that's by design. I do have legitimate worries about the whole play, not just the play calling, but, you know, there's so many people out here trying to make it like it's not a big deal. Like, there's a legit chemistry between a play call and a quarterback, adjustments being made during a game. Play calling is an art form. So, you know, to think that Matt Patricia and Joe Judge, you know, both these guys traditionally have been on the defensive side and special teams, that they can all of a sudden come in and be the play caller. To me, that's a little disturbing, but you know, I always kind of give deference to Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots, so we're gonna see how this thing works out come week one.
You know, just kind of stand on the Patriots. When you look at them, what should be the realistic expectations? We believe that the AFC West is stacked with four teams, could possibly get three in, and we believe that maybe the AFC North can maybe get three in. You think about Baltimore, Cleveland, depending on Deshaun Watson's suspension, and, of course, the Cincinnati Bengals. Then what's the realistic, you know, expectations for the Patriots if we believe that the Bills are legitimately the best team within the division?
Bar, I think it's going to be a dogfight. You know, this is not – clearly, this is not the AFC East that you know, the Patriots have dominated, you know, throughout the time that Tom Brady was in New England. You know, Buffalo is the king of that division right now. Miami has made significant upgrades. The division from top to bottom is going to be a lot tougher than we've normally seen over the years. And then just the AFC as a conference, man, you could go division by division, and you know that, you know, you could pick three or four teams. The AFC West has legit four teams that could probably make the playoffs. Obviously, the AFC North is going to be a dogfight with Cincinnati. Baltimore is going to rebound this year for everyone out there. And obviously Cleveland and Pittsburgh with Mike Tomlin, you can never take lightly. So the answer to your question, Bart, man, is it's no given that the Patriots are going to make the postseason this year, not with all these teams that we're talking about in the AFC.
I mean, that's the expectation up there is always to make the playoffs. So to see them in a dogfight just to get in the second year of a quarterback who got them in his first year is certainly going to be a big story up there. Damian Woody joining us right now as we're going around the NFL. The Jets lose Mekhi Becton in his third year offensive tackle, who great expectations for him after a really good rookie season. So he's out expected for the season. They replace him with Dwayne Brown, the veteran, and they move Josh Fant now back over to the right side. Is the Dwayne Brown signing going to be impactful for the Jets? Is this a big signing, or do you think the Jets are going to have some issues with that line in front of, eventually when he gets back, Zach Wilson?
No, listen, I think this is a big signing for the Jets. Listen, I think, you know, we're talking about a guy in Dwayne Brown who's 36, going to be 37 when the season opens, and obviously you're going to have to manage him during the season. You can't expect him to go out there and practice every practice and go out there and perform. He's going to have to be managed, just like he was managed out in Seattle. But I do think, you know, this is a guy that's a five-time Pro Bowler. He knows how to play the game. And the number one thing that this offensive line needs to do, and obviously it's kind of a run-based system, but ultimately it's about protecting the quarterback. That's what this league is about, right? It's about protecting the quarterback. And so if you get these guys out here, I think – the Jets starting five with Dwayne Brown at left tackle and George Fant at right, I think they have a legitimate chance across the board to be a pretty good offensive line. They were pretty good last year without Mekhi Becton. I think they could be even better. The most important thing is they just need to play together. These guys, they've been doing a lot of musical chairs in the offensive line. They need to, you know, start establishing themselves in their positions.
Now, when you look at that, you know, George Fant, he performed, probably had his best year as a pro, but that was at left tackle. Now you ask him to move back to right tackle. What's the difference in this system between the left tackle and the right tackle? Because it seemed like he performed better on the island, where he was cutting guys off and using his athleticism to get to the second level, opposed to being the front part of the run game that's usually, you know, right-handed.
Yeah, well, listen, I think, you know, obviously the muscle memory aspect of it is going to play into it. But I think people need to also understand that when George Fant came over to the New York Jets a couple years ago, he didn't have a lot of starting experience. He's kind of a late bloomer. If you think about it, this is a guy who's a former D1 basketball player. He didn't play offensive line, like, exclusively in college. you know, he's like growing. He's growing into the position. So even though he's 30, he's still relatively new at the offensive line position, and I think he's still getting better. Now he's making a switch back over to the right side, but listen, Bart, you know in a contract year, you're going to do everything you got to do in order to try to capitalize. So I'm not even worried about George Fant having a down year when money is on the line.
Yeah, I mean, that's something certainly that is the great motivator. Issues in Dallas with that offensive line. Will that be the downfall for this team this year, aside from the fact, obviously, that their head coach has, you know, got disciplinary issues?
Listen, I think that's one of a bevy of issues that you could talk about with the Cowboys. But for me, the number one thing is Mike McCarthy. This looks like you go out in your first preseason game, you have 17 penalties. 17 penalties?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you freaking kidding me in a preseason game? This is the same issue we've been talking about with Mike McCarthy as a coach. Teams seem to be kind of undisciplined. You know, he doesn't seem like he's great at clock management and all those type of things. And those are the issues that bite you in the butt, you know, come late in the season. So as much as, you know, I could get into the offensive line, but I still think the number one issue for the Dallas Cowboys is their head coach.
Yeah, and that is going to be one of the big stories out of Dallas. D-Wood, always good to catch up, my man. Nice to talk to you.
All right, same, guys.
All right, Damian Woody, again, NFL analyst for us at ESPN. I love his insight on offensive line play. That's why I think it's always a great place to go, certainly with him. We want you to get ready for the ESPN fantasy football season. Sign up at ESPN.com/FFL or download the ESPN fantasy app. It's fun. It's easy. It's free to play. The fantasy football marathon continues all day, by the way, leading into the final show on Tuesday night. Fantasy football draft from 7 to 10 p.m. on ESPN. The fantasy football draft is going to feature a 10-team, 12-round draft. Draft talent in studio, of course, Field Yates, Mike Clay, Stefania Bell, Daniel Dopp, Damian Woody, Adam Schefter, Eric Mooney, everybody, Liz Loza, you got it all. Remote talent. Look, I mean, you've got everybody on this. Mina Kimes is on this. Anita Marks is on this. Tyler Fulgham. The draft will also be simulcast on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and the app. And the digital video production team will provide special digital-only segments with Jason Fitz and Aaron Dolan during the linear commercial breaks. I mean, this is a lot going on here, my man. So you got to pay attention. If you're into fantasy football, it's your one-stop shopping. So coming up next, we've got your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's Bart and Han, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Bart and Han. Bart and Han.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, Alan. I'm Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. The Kevin Durant conversation from the top of the show. A lot of people want to sound off on this. He went to Twitter yesterday to respond to a report that had a high-end or high-level NBA executive suggest that Durant would rather retire than play for the Nets this season. And KD said, you might not want to believe me. You'd rather believe unnamed sources. But if there's anybody that'll listen to me, I don't plan on retiring anytime soon. Let's go to, is it not Knock in Far Rock?
Yeah, that's Notch.
Notch.
What's going on, guys?
What's up? How you doing?
Bart, big fan. Happy to be here. First time on the show. But I got something for you guys that everybody needs to hear. Kevin Durant never was going nowhere. This is a concoction by all of them for the media poll, so we don't have to hear about the horrible season. Everything we went through is called the Dallas Cowboys syndrome. Block the media with some bullcrap. He's not going nowhere. Kyrie opted in. He's 4 years. Nobody has nothing they can possibly give him except teams that's not going to take him. He's going to be in Brooklyn next year. They're going to try to win a championship. And everybody in Brooklyn, y'all can hear me, hit it some notch. He ain't going nowhere. Don't worry about it no more. He's playing in Brooklyn next year.
All right. I like the idea, though. Right, Bart, what did he say? Yeah. He's like, we create the distraction of, instead of talking about how bad the season was and all the bad things that happened, create this little distraction so that when they show up at camp and everything's fine, it's like you're happy that there's no drama.
It's crazy.
Instead of thinking about what went wrong last year. Are we getting that deep in this now?
We haven't heard anything from Kyrie. Kyrie is going
Well, you've heard things from Kyrie. You just haven't heard him talk about anything like this. That's all.
Kyrie, I want to play. You ain't heard him talking about nothing else, getting moved or nothing.
No, he just keeps ripping on the media, saying that we are controlling narratives and stuff, when it's odd because the narratives are created by whatever you do and say. You know? Like, that's usually how this thing goes. I don't know. Doug's in Dayton. What's up, Doug? Dougie, we got like 40 seconds. What do we got?
Doug's in Dayton. What's up, Doug?
Hey, how y'all doing?
This is kind of interesting to listen.
What is
Dougie, we got like
40 seconds.
We caught this guy mid-opera.
I think KD, he's getting everybody kind of coming down on him. And I think Brooklyn is in a good place. He's not going to go nowhere. I think they'll win it. I think Ben Simmons was the missing piece.
Here's what I wish, though. I wish Doug just kept singing. That's what I wish. Because the singing part, to me, was the most compelling of all. We're back in 10 seconds. Maybe part.
Bart and Han. Bart and Han.
Wow.
Luda.
Cam, who put that together for us?
That is Jerry, the production whiz here at ESPN Radio. Pretty amazing stuff.
I mean, round of applause for Jerry. Man, that was unbelievable. That almost makes me want to play fantasy football again. Almost. those days are over. Good job, Jerry. It's Bart Hot, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Want you to protect the stuff you love with renters insurance. Visit progressive.com. Bart, let's go around the NFL a little bit here as we're getting ready for now. We finished up week one of the preseason, and it's sort of now the novelty wearing off, but heading into week two, and now teams are starting to see what they are, what needs they have, what issues they have, and everything else. So a couple of headlines to discuss in the NFL. I just want to get your quick takes on some of them. Let's see. I want to begin with Brian Daboll talking about his quarterback situation with the Giants. And almost a bit of a BS translator here. So Daboll, the Giants coach, was asked if Tyrod Taylor, he's become a journeyman now, the backup quarterback for the Giants behind Daniel Jones, if he will eventually get some, you know, snaps with the first team. Daboll said probably at some point, this is Jordan Renan reporting this, he said, but it then he goes out of his way to say that he has 100% confidence in Daniel Jones, and when asked, well, will Tyrod's, you know, will his snaps be a reflection about maybe how Daniel's been playing, he said absolutely not. What do you make of all this?
I mean, you got to listen, you always want to get the tools – or, you know, the two, some reps with the ones to see how they respond. See, because at some point, if Daniel Jones goes down, if you have to bench him, you want to make sure that Tyrod has chemistry with the first team as well and see what he looks like with the lights are on, because you may have to have that call. Like, he's a journeyman, but, you know, you can sometimes guys who know the system, he knows the system better than Daniel Jones because he was in it for a long time in Buffalo. You know, so, I mean, it's going to be reflective to see, like, you know, if Daniel struggles, let's make sure that he's ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, they have to be careful because Daniel Jones has been through so much instability with that franchise that you don't want to create, you know, more instability by opening up the idea of, hey, Tyrod Taylor has a shot at this thing. Maybe there's a competition. And to be fair to Tyrod Taylor, everywhere he's gone, he's been like Nordberg. Like something crazy happens to him.
And he all of a sudden, long.
Right, and he loses his job, whether it's an injury or anything else. And so is this a situation where he can also be in competition? Daniel Jones has to be the guy because the Giants need to know what they have in Daniel Jones by the time this season is over. It doesn't mean they have to wait till the end of the season, though, to decide it. The L.A. Chargers, Bart, would you call them a contender?
I think they're one of the top five teams that should be favorites to win it all.
Is there one thing that could hold them back?
Yeah, their head coach.
Mm-hmm. Brandon Staley. And I know you know why. Is because he went for it on fourth down a lot using analytics. It blew up in his face a couple of times, and it sort of was something that was – he was highly criticized about it. He told The Athletic this: there has to be a fearlessness to play in this game, and what I wanted to establish was that.
No.
Yeah.
Fearlessness is the cousin to stupidity, right? So, like, you know what I mean? Like, at some point, I understand sometimes why he was doing what he was doing, because he knew when he went against Kansas City, he had to get points. So he was – and he knew how bad his defense was.
Right.
They addressed that. I expect him to be a little bit more rational this year, because if he's, you know, fearless or stupidity, I think that's going to come down to if they're successful or not.
He said, so creating that fearless mindset, we're going to be aggressive, we're going to put the ball in our hands, we're
no,
going to trust
not, no, no,
our guys
no,
to make plays.
No,
if
no,
we lose,
no,
we're
no,
going to do it on our own terms, not
no,
someone else's
no.
terms.
You know who you're not trusting? You're not trusting the defense to do their job and be part of the team. You're saying, I don't believe that you can go get the ball back if we punt this ball away. So, no, that's stupidity. That's not fearlessness, and that's not confidence.
Yeah, a lot more headlines to get to. Mike McCarthy on the hot seat already, of course, and Lamar Jackson puts a deadline now on the Ravens when it comes to negotiating a contract extension, so a lot more to get into on the NFL side of things. But coming up, let's now go around the diamond. You hit a couple of MLB headlines, including a dad who now is saying way too much. David Cohen also joining us on the other side. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.